The Native American tribe that welcomed Seattle's first settlers has won a small victory in a much larger battle. The Duwamish people have fought for decades to be recognized as a federal tribe. Their petitions have been denied. But on Friday, a judge ruled to give the tribe a new review, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
At the Duwamish Longhouse in West Seattle, Cecile Hansen traces her finger down a plaque of names.
Look at all our leaders, starting from the chief here. All these people.
Hansen's name comes last. Since 1975, she's headed this tribe of some 600 people. She shares the same mission as her predecessors. To her, it boils down to a simple question for the U.S. government.
Why don't you honor the treaty?
In 1855, the tribe's leader, Chief Seattle, gave the government 54,000 acres of prime Seattle real estate. In exchange, the tribe was to get a reservation. That never happened. Hansen says she wants justice. The tribes filed petitions for federal recognition. That could come with benefits like reservation land, fishing rights, and the possibility to run a casino. It's been a roller coaster battle. The petition was briefly approved in 2001, then denied days later as the White House changed hands from Clinton to Bush. Then, just days ago, Hansen got news about the new review from her daughter, the tribe secretary.
She said, "So you're sitting down, Mom?" I said, "Yeah. I got good news." And I start to cry. It really makes me sad that our tribe has to fight. You know what I'm saying? This is not right. We signed a treaty. And it just makes me sad.
U.S. District Judge John Kuhnauer has asked the Department of Interior to take another look at the petition. He faulted the agency for handling the Duwamish case differently than similar ones. The Duwamish have also faced opposition from other local tribes, including the Muckleshoot. They filed arguments against the petition, saying the Duwamish don't meet government requirements to qualify as a tribe. Muckleshoot officials were unavailable for comment. Hansen thinks opposing tribes are just afraid of more competition in the casino business, but she hesitates to say if her tribe would even go that route if granted the right. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.